Okay, something belongs to me, you'd say it's
yours.
Okay, if it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's
ours.
If it belongs to some people over there, it's
theirs.
And if it belongs to a man over here, it's
his.
And if it belongs to a woman over here, it's
hers.
Okay, people have been to visit you and they're about to leave. You say to them now,
come back.
And would you ever add something to that? You say now, you people are something.
You folks come back.
Okay, let's see. Somebody's been to a party and started to leave. And you're asking about their coats. You might say, Where are
your things?
You're asking about people at the party. Trying to ask who's been there, you'd say, how would you say that? You might know who was there.
Who come tonight?
And if you're talking, say, about a speaker's remarks, you might ask about what he said by saying,
What did he have to say?
Okay, if no one else will look out for some people, you say they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, you say he had better do it.
He better look out for himself.
Mm-hmm. And you say about him, he better do it
for himself.
Okay, what is made of flour baked in loaves?
Bread.
Okay. And if it's made to rise with yeast, you call it?
Light bread.
Okay, what are different
or
kinds
yeast bread.
Of, different kinds of breads that you make or have made in the past?
Well, I've made biscuit and cornbread, light bread.
Hot rolls.
Yeah, or banana nut bread.
Pumpkin bread.
How do you make that?
Well,
it's a new one, honey.
Pumpkin bread. Just a recipe we go by. You add pumpkin and it's kind of a little bit like a cake or a cookie.
Kind of sweet?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one you put molasses in?
Well, you can, yes. And you bake the pumpkin bread in a pound coffee can. It comes out in a round loaf, and then when you slice it, then it's round circle like big.
That one freezes it in these. And then when she gets ready to bake it, she puts it out and lets it thaw and then bakes it.
Sounds good.
You put raisins in it and nuts and molasses and eggs and pumpkin for the liquid. And
okay, how about breads made out of cornmeal?
Well, cornbread, corn sticks, hush puppies, and fried cornbread and corn muffins.
How's a corn muffin made?
It's just cooked in a cake muffin pan. Cornbread cooked in a muffin pan. And corn sticks is about the same thing, only it's cooked in one of them cast iron pans. It looks like a ear of corn when it comes out, you know. And then you can make buttermilk cornbread, or you can make sweet milk cornbread. My daughter makes Mexican-style cornbread.
Would you add peppers or something to it?
Yes, and whole grain corn and cheese. And she makes it about that thick and usually cooks it in the skillet and makes it like a loaf.
My youngest boy cooks a lot, and he makes regular, I don't know what he calls it, but he makes just a regular cornbread dough, and then he puts diced onions and celery.
Yeah.
And
it takes onions to make this Mexican, yeah.
Maybe a few mushrooms. And he puts a layer of that, and then puts another layer of his cornbread dough on top of that until he gets it as thick as he wants it. Then he puts a second layer of dough on top, or the last layer of dough on top that he bakes on.
Sounds pretty good. Do you ever make a sort of